Yeah, bringing together the three races originally on the planet, on the craft. Remember, on the planet they had to be three races. Mm. On the craft, they had to be in three portions of the craft.
With the
different atmospheres, yeah, and the different requirements. So the craft was split into three.
Oh, yeah. So this is where this thing comes here.
And in this place also were the elements that they required. So the peoples of the mirror were able to travel again all around. There were passageways of water between the three areas, so that the mirror could continue to join with the peoples that they knew of the land and communicate with the land. So the craft was very specially designed by the peoples of the city to accommodate the three races of people. And it became the kingdom, because as they left their home planet and traveled to the stars, this was their home. This was their kingdom. And so they traveled to stars in the kingdom ship. What does the word king mean? What does the word
power, somebody set above the group?
What is the word kingdom?
The area that the whole live upon, the place that the whole are in. The place that's governed by the...
Find the book of words. The secret lies in your words. The secrets of the universe lie in your words of different peoples and different cultures of the planet. They all have their origins together, you know. King, ruler.
King.
Ruler.
The sovereign, the hereditary ruler of an independent state. A person or thing preeminent in a specified field or class. Oh, and then it talks about chess.
You need to look to words. Sovereign and preeminent. Now look kingdom first before you look these other things.
Kingdom, an organized community headed by a king. The territory subject to a king, the spiritual reign attributed to God, the sphere of this,
so you have, say the readings again,
an organized community headed by
an
a
organized
king.
Community, now what is the next?
The territory subject to a king. An organized community headed by a king. The territory subject to a king. the spiritual reign attributed to God.
Spiritual reign. An organized community. Subject to a spiritual reign over God. To the peoples of the earth, the peoples from the skies were as gods, were they not?
That's right. Yes, the Egyptians considered them gods, and so did the man people. Great tall people, they portrayed them, didn't they?
The gods.
With those big heads that you were talking about before.
So you have the peoples of the kingdom. What were the words I gave for you after this?
Sovereign.
Before that, kingdom. What were the words? Organized community. Write it for down.
Yeah.
Organized community.
Needed.
Subject.
Subject.
Tool. Yeah, the two words you have there. Reign.
Reign and sovereign.
There was something about the God in it.
Oh yes, attributed to God. Spiritual reign.
Spiritual reign.
Organized community, subject to.
Spiritual reign.
Reign, not realm.
No, R-E-I-G-N.
Of God.
And it's got in brackets here, thy kingdom come.
It did indeed.
Mm. And then it's got the sphere of this, and in brackets, kingdom of heaven.
So now you have sphere. So put sphere and write down kingdom of heaven. What is a sphere?
It's a circle.
It is a circle. It is a dimensional circle, is it not a sphere?
Yes, well, it's like a ball, so you've got inside it.
You also have a planet.
Right.
The planet. The sphere that represents the planet. The sphere that represents the craft, that wasn't entirely round, it had different corners on it. So you have the roundness of the cells of the body.
Mm. Yes, sir.
Is not so.
Yeah. Mm.
The sphere. Sovereign.
That's right.
Sovereign power.
Sovereign.
Yeah. Sovereign.
Mm-hmm.
Sovereign power. The power of the sovereign.
Sovereign means supreme, doesn't it?
I'm looking at. Monarch.
Monarch.
The supreme ruler, the monarch. Processing, possessing sovereign power, royal, the greatest good.
Who among the people were these that hold the sovereign power?
The leaders?
Usually the leaders of the peoples were deemed to have the sovereign power, were they not?
Yes.
The power of the gods. In the pictures that they draw, they are often depicted as being larger than the peoples of the earth in their drawings. Mm. They are drawn often with great rays of light coming out from around the tops of the head, are they not?
Yeah.
So on your tree of life, with your kundalini, and you had the chakras, and at the top you have the rays of light coming out from around the top chakra. Mm. So you have this light of shining, the light of sovereignty. It is also the light that is given off by the energy within the body, not the kundalini. The kundalini fires the body. It brings the energy to all parts of the body, and it works on all levels of the body, not just the physical. It is physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. And what it does is it charges up, puts power.
Mm. Activate was one of the words I came across.
Into the spirit.
Mm.
And this makes the spirit glow.
Mm.
And this is the light that is seen around, outside. This is the esoteric part of it. The other part of it is that when the peoples came out of the craft, they were in silhouette, the light of the craft behind them. And the light was very bright in the craft, much brighter. Then with the peoples of the earth, we are viewing it. And so they would see this light around the outside. So they have this. And also the peoples from the stars.
Halos.
And the peoples from the stars were able, when they came, to shine the lights from the craft down to the earth, to send down to the earth the creatures that they were going to put into the oceans.
And so they transported them down the light beam.
So the light would come down, and they could come down with the light.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, often in the pictures of ancient peoples, the sun shining bright and the light shining down on the peoples, and the peoples worshipping the light.
Mm.
All the information is locked in mankind's history, and many of it have been altered to suit their acceptance of their minds at any given point of their travelings. The one of Akhenaten Pharaoh is a very interesting example, because many stories have been constructed around the information that they belief that they have of this life, of this one.
Mm.
And much of it is poppycock. Much of it is conjecture. Body of this one was never found, has never been discovered, and I do not know how it is. the tomb was prepared for the body to go into it, and it did not go in. And yet, many, many miles away, in a very, very rocky valley, in the hills, in the Valley of the Kings, lies a body that was discovered, and it is believed to be the body of this one, hidden away from eyes that would destroy it and desecrate it in a place where it would not be found. And indeed, all the manner of things that were done in those days for the preservation of the body did not seem to have been done for this body, and even the mask on the place of burial, the box, was destroyed. Another manner of things destroyed. So no identity for the body to be found. Great mystery. So they have no knowing. They do not know. They can only conjecture. The soul came to achieve a task, came to set upon the world the seeds of
one God.
Yeah. And did the task very successfully.
Yeah. It was like it was preparing the way for what happened afterwards.
That was so. Mm. That was what it was for, to prepare the way. So, on the one hand, you have the physicalities of how you come to the planet. On the other, you have the esoteric and the spiritual understanding. Remember, all the peoples of the Xianos planet were all one together. They did not fight and have wars with each other. There was no way they could do for this, because they could not function under the same skies. In bringing them together, a new creature was created, combining all aspects of the genetic memory of all three peoples. In itself, it was successful. All the knowledge was given to the new beings that were to land and become as part of the emergence. They were given the histories, and all the histories were combined. The genetic memories would tell them that this was true, this was so, and how it fit together. When they come and they emerge from the craft and they mix with the peoples of the earth, this is when it began to become changed. Because the peoples of the earth were not as the people from Oceanos. The peoples of the earth were very primitive, very warlike in their nature. And this now has become part of the genetic structure of the peoples of the earth, as you know now, as modern men.
Modern. Great step backwards in many areas.
Your peoples of today still do not know how to cohabit in peace.
That's right.
Still do not understand how you are all one. Still do not have loving of each other, no matter what the color of your skin or your eyes or your hair or the history of your peoples.
I did not even have that in my own home between two people that were supposed to be the same, not the same person, but have the same genetic thing. I mean, we were both white, both raised in the same country from the same sort of parentage, you know. And when we were together today, and I put my arms around him, I felt so sad because I just couldn't see how this thing's going to come together. You know?
Difference not so great. Unless there is a change. Mm. This is the secret to harmony. It is change. Letting go of resistance. Letting go of the fear that causes resistance. And when that happens, then the door can begin to open wider and the light can shine, and then you can have the emergence of the new being. There are connections in all things.
Mm.
So you have the emergence of the new being from the craft, and you have the emergence of the new being out of the light of realization.
Mm.
It is all one and the same thing. So when the teachings are given to the peoples of the earth, of the esoteric, remember and smile to yourself, because you know the other side of the story now. Do you know
this? I have a feeling that this man in Hamilton knows the other side of the story too.
However, the other side of the story is not allowed to be just given
nilly-willy
to everybody.
No.
Imagine telling them that they come from the stars, that they are part of three peoples, and that all that they believe in is not as it seems anymore. That they have their origins on the earth within beings that resemble those creatures you call monkeys.
Mm.
They would not like it. They would be very upset because they would not any longer be gods. They want to be gods, do they not? Everybody is gods. The new being that was created had its origins, part on the earth, part from the gods. So within every modern man there is a god residing.
Some has just got a bit more than others. I believe they do.
When you hear the different people speaking about the God within,
right, that's
and
right.
They speak about the consciousness of the Christos being brought to the surface. What is the other side of this? The consciousness of the Christos. Christ consciousness.
The other side would be the dark, wouldn't it?
Not the, what I'm speaking.
No, no.
Christ consciousness. What is the other aspect of this?
Well,
Christ consciousness is what? Supposed to be what?
The sun.
What is Christ consciousness within the human?
The goodness. No, I'm stuck.
No, I don't know.
Awareness, realization of the God within.
Mm-hmm.
Awareness of the supreme power within. And to have a greater understanding, then the awareness has to go past a membrane, a little barrier. It's a very soft barrier that allows passage of things through it to the other side. And the awareness has to go through this barrier into the place of opposite matter and to grasp the understandings that lie within it. So you have the spirit that travels through into the other realms, the other awarenesses, to gather the information. Kundalini power enables this to happen within you. And Christ consciousness is that awareness of your connection through the stars back to the people's origin. To the place where three races of people live together in harmony, live together in love and peace, live together with no wars, no destructions of each other. Where they have the ability to communicate with the mind, where they have the ability to construct things that will transport things by means of light. Where the creatures of the oceans work together help to feed the peoples of the land. With the peoples of the cities, create functioning places of living for their peoples to live in. For disposing of their waste, for bathing their bodies, and for feeding themselves. The peoples of the trees harvesting the fruits of the land and passing it to the peoples of the ocean to take to the peoples of the city. For the feedings and the people of the city. And the peoples of the city, sharing their knowledge with the peoples of the trees, also through the peoples of the ocean. The Christ consciousness is the God consciousness that rises within, that gives you the connection to this as well as your spiritual connection. It speaks to your soul of love. It speaks to your soul for a need for harmony. It speaks to your soul for an expression of the light of oneness to be displayed all around and about you. It cries out for openness, for harmony, for unity. So all is connected, and the Christ consciousness also is a sovereign power, because it is the ruler of all spirit. And I'm speaking spirits of light, you understand? All creatures, all beings of light are ruled by this Christ consciousness, as you call it. You could call it Akhenaten consciousness, however, that would not fit very well.
An art of consciousness?
No, Akhenaten.
You could call it
Akhenaten
consciousness, the process of the unity of all beings under one God, the worshipping of one God. However, the concept was so alien to the peoples of that time, they could not understand it. They had come too far. They had traveled too far from the craft in their histories. Too much had happened to the peoples. The lands had split apart and moved upon their own ways across the ocean like so many ships, carrying the peoples and the creatures with them. You see some of the seedings of the trees of the clock on your planet? They live in the land across your waters, and they are very, very tall, so tall you can put house inside. Can make home inside it. When you see the size of this tree, it will give you understanding of the magnitude of Janus. Your creature that you call elephant, that has the long wiggly nose, like snake, this on Janus was a small creature. They only brought the largest with them on their small creatures. And so was the creature you know as whale and porpoise, dolphin, you have nine. Mm. And you have seal and walrus, giraffe, and the dillo.
Can you spell, what was that one?
Armadillo. You know the one with the armored skin?
Yeah,
the plate? Yeah. All these strange creatures. They're so strange.
Huh?
Or dragons.
Rhinoceros.
Yes.
Bear. All were brought. Moose.
They're so strange with all their lumps and bumps and things.
Buffalo.
Wonderful.
How is it, do you suppose, that the peoples of the trees that now live on the land that wear the feathers revere the buffalo?
Because they were their animals from home.
They were from the red side of the planet, you know. When you look, you will find the creatures from the red and the yellow side of the planet.
See, some of these creatures like to be in the water and they like to cover themselves in mud. The other day I watched on television a young whale car playing with a dolphin as though it was like a toy. The dolphin was a toy, his whale to play with. It was just
lovely. All in this manner was harmony.
Mm.
Now on this place of being there were birds of prey. I called it birds. They were not birds. They were creatures of great largeness with very big teeth and very long feet, like so.
Mm.
Very much like the flying creatures you have on this planet before, when all the big creatures were on it.
Yeah.
Now, there is a little misconception that when these big creatures were about, there was no humankind. They do not believe that there was humankind upon this place when these creatures walked the earth.
Mm.
That shows how much they know.
Well, they haven't found the remains of these people, so I suppose they dismissed it because of that. What happened to the remains? Were they all eaten up by the big animals?
The remains will be discovered.
Oh, right.
They will be discovered. They are looking now for missing link.
Yes.